This is the Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are those of the host or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Scripps Media Incorporated.
Morning, everybody. Here we go. A beautiful Saturday morning. It is April 1st, April Fool's Day, and we're your April Fools. I'm Danny Clayton. Morning, Mr. Fix-It.
We're in the thick of April Fool's Day. Yeah, it's a great Fix-It Day.
It is a great Fix-It Day. And, hey, I don't know about you, but as I was driving in today, I nailed a couple of potholes.
I
thought it's pothole season, and as a matter of fact, we got the perfect guest for
the
first hour
here.
Sean Wolf of Wolf Paving. Good morning.
You got me now?
Yeah, I got you now.
All right,
why don't you give us pothole 101?
Pothole 101. You're right, it is all about the freeze and thaw cycles. Actually, this winter was pretty mild as far as pothole creation goes. But yeah, we make and sell the pothole filler to the townships and counties. So as much as you hate seeing those potholes on Capitol Drive, I really like it.
That's right. So now we're past, I guess it's still freezing and thawing though, right? I mean, can potholes still be created at this time?
Sure. And if they fill up with water and you get traffic through them, it tends to just wash everything right out of them. So They do keep getting bigger this time of year.
Sure.
But. And Sean, so your company, Wolf Paving, then You make the product different. I guess there's different kinds of paving products, and you also will install driveways and roadways. And
We're getting really close to hot mix season. That's the hot asphalt that goes down in driveways and parking lots and roadways. The plants will be starting up in the next few weeks if the weather holds the way it is. But we produce the cold mix asphalt is the other type that you can use all year long for filling the potholes. But yeah, we're just rolling into our season right now. We're just getting ready to get geared up and started here with the warmer weather.
When it's hauled, how does the truck maintain the temperature? Or is it just because it's such a massive
It's such a big
sink?
Mass, yes. It goes into the truck right around 300 degrees, and it will stay hot inside there for an hour without a problem.
So
it's kind of like concrete. You know, you can't haul concrete too far either. You know.
Sure, it cures. But an asphalt product, it bonds to itself, I suppose. Does it actually cure, or is it just a cooling process?
It a little bit of both. The asphalt oils in there, once they're laid out and rolled, they do oxidize over time. You know, fresh asphalt, if you've ever tried to park a motorcycle on it, is much softer than asphalt that's been there for a year or two. It does get brittle over time as it oxidizes. So usually after the first winter, it's good, and you know, it needs one full season until it's good and hard. I wouldn't park a motorcycle or put patio furniture on it for the first year. But after that, it starts to.
All of us motorcycle guys carry these pads where you take a can and crush it, put it under the stick. Danny doesn't know that.
I don't know that. I do know from the old, you know, from my old bicycle days, right? If you had a kickstand, you know, there's certain.
It's the kickstand
that pushes in.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we've got a paving expert with us between now and 8 o'clock if you got a question. Sean, what are some recent projects that you guys have been working on?
Like I said, we're just getting to our season now. Our grading crews are actually going out this Monday for the first time to start getting some projects ready. You know, we have the same moisture problems. We need it dry before we can get to work. So, you know, this rain this last week has delayed us a little bit in getting started. But
Over the course of winter and somebody's been plowing, what does a plow do?
Yeah, a plow can do a lot of damage. You know, you see, we call them alligatored areas in a driveway or a parking lot where it looks like an alligator's back. You know, that's a sign that the asphalt's starting to fail. The base underneath, asphalt gets it back up a couple of steps.
You're talking about like kind of a ripple kind of a thing?
Yeah,
I've seen that, sure.
The top, it's almost like a checkerboard.
Okay.
That's a sign that the base underneath is failing. The structure that's holding up the asphalt is starting to disintegrate.
Sure.
And usually in the wintertime is when the snow plows come through and just clear those areas out. So you'll see piles of asphalt in the corner of a parking lot this time of year. You know, it's lost its strength, and you catch those edges with the snowplow, and it can just tear things up. So
sure.
We've got a checklist on our website to go through that checklist late in the fall to prepare your parking lot or driveway for winter so that you don't hook those edges. You know, you can do some crack filling and some preventative maintenance ahead of time so that you don't wreck it with the snowplow over the winter.
You probably.